Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
Happy belated birthday, Wicket.
Thank you very much.
It was the birthday weekend for you.
It was weird because people actually did, like my friends and family did make it a birthday weekend. And I don't ever get a birthday weekend because I'm a guy.
So you turned 63, which means you're two years away.
I turned 43, not 63. I turned 43. A millennial by 4 months, born in 1981, and had my birthday on 420 on Saturday. And then actually yesterday was supposed to be the day where my mother-in-law and sister-in-law and like Lee's side of the family came over. But our kids have been sick all week. They've all had coughs and fevers. Like, if your kid has a cough right now, I can relate to you because it's just kind of going from one kid to the next. And now I'm excited for them to give it back to each other so we can start the cycle all over again. So we canceled that. So yesterday was pretty much just chill. I didn't do a whole lot. Actually, I got to, you'll love this because you're going to ask me what my weekend highlight was. I'll tell you what my weekend low light was, okay? So the wife, at 3:30 in the morning on Saturday, the day of my birthday, Lee, our daughter has had this thing where she wakes up in the middle of the night and starts screaming. She just yells for mom.
I can relate.
And she just yells for her mom. And I don't go up there because she doesn't want me. She wants her. If I go up there, then Lee still has to go up there. So at 3:30 in the morning on my birthday, I get tapped on the shoulder. I know it's your birthday, but can you go up and see her? And I'm like, of course. I don't mind. Whatever. She then let me sleep until 8. I put the kid down. 15 minutes later, I'm back in bed. I wake up at 8. My son's laying on the couch. I go sit with him. They do happy birthday. My son's sick. I can tell. I sit him up next to me. 1 minute later, he vomits all over me on my birthday. 8:15 in the morning. Haven't even had coffee yet. Now I'm covered in puke. He's covered in puke. The couch is covered in puke. I'm like, Lee, little help here.
Listen, I got to hand it to that kid because doing something like that is the shortest distance to making it memorable.
Yeah, I'm like, never going to forget that.
If you're in PR you want a bunch of press, don't just accept your Oscar. Vomit on stage
and
as you accept your Oscar.
That's a good point.
Then no one will ever forget it. So Miles could have a career.
Yeah, we got some entertainers in our family. I know that. And then Lee's like, I know it's, I heard this a lot all day on Saturday. I know it's your birthday, but... And then she had me go do a Facebook pickup in Ankeny, in Northeast Ankeny.
Like Marketplace.
Yeah, way out there in Ankeny. And then, in a symbolic fashion, I puked all over myself, metaphorically, at the poker table at Prairie Meadows. So yeah, it was a good birthday. It just, you know, there was some vomit.
I was on call, because I had mentioned to your wife, Lee,
yeah.
Hey, I know that you're going to be home with the kids, but I'm available to drive Wicket to and from his poker game.
Oh, it's very
should
nice.
He wish.
That's very nice of you.
I was just waiting for that call. Heather!
No, I did not drive.
What's up?
I did not drive. I did not drink heavily at the casino until after I played 4 stupid hands of poker and knocked myself out, basically.
So you can't even use the alcohol as an excuse.
No, I only had 2 drinks at the table because, you know.
What happened then?
I need, there's a game, you have to learn to fold.
You just sucked at it.
It's one of my weaknesses. The weakest part of my poker game is I don't know when to fold. I keep getting in these D measuring contests. But then the dude who won big actually got up because he was smart. I should have got up and left when I was up big. He's like, hey, I just want a bunch of money. I'm going to go buy you a bunch of White Claws. So we sat at the bar for an hour and just, that's when I would have needed a ride. But luckily, one of our guys, Alex, my buddy, was a sober driver on Saturday night and took us all home because I could not. But that was literally my entire birthday. And then, like I said, yesterday was supposed to be the other side of the family. It got canceled because of sick kids and... you know, I did get to end it, though, my birthday weekend by watching my Milwaukee Bucks get 35 from Damian Lillard in the first half, and they beat the Pacers in the playoffs, put out my playoff sign. I'm ready to go. Fear the deer. The NBA playoffs are ready to roll. So I did get that kind of going for me. And then I walk into the studio this morning, and what do I see? I see a White Claw castle. Heather got me 4 12-packs of Black Cherry White Claw. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And a very nice card. So between you, Kira, our director of first impressions, And FedEx Paul, who lost the bet, I was given 2, 4, 5, 6, 7 12 packs of White Claw for my birthday.
That's amazing. That's incredible. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a really good weekend. My wife, you know, she's like, what do you want for your birthday? I said, I just want to go to the casino. And she's like, you know what? Why don't you take your friends, you and your buddies go, all the poker guys. There were six of us spread out at four different tables. So they knew what they knew to quit when they were up, the couple that did win. I, of course, was like, no, I'm going to keep playing. They should have gotten up, Heather. There was an ABBA tribute band there that night I could have gone and seen. So many boomers dressed in their ABBA gear, in their sequin jumpsuits. It was ridiculous.
What was the highlight of your weekend? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. This one is for you, Wicket.
I can see you're out of aces for a taste.
He had aces. It's true.
I give you some advice.
And there was a flush draw.
So I handed him my bottle.
Oh.
And he drank down my last swallow.
I'm going to think about this for a while.
And he bummed a cigarette.
Ugh.
And asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And his face lost all expression.
Yep.
Said, if you're going to play the game, boy, you got to learn to play it right. You got to know
when to hold them.
But
know when to fold them.
That's important.
Know when to walk away.
Yep.
Know when to run.
Should have run with
that. I should have run. When I was up $300, I should have walked away.
At the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Thank you.
I think I'd let Heather slap me for free.
If there's ever a time where I feel really good about myself, I just usually pop on Heather and Wicket. And it usually brings my self-esteem right back down.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Mondays suck.
I hate Mondays.
So let's hear about the best part of your weekend. 515-244-1033. It's Heather and Wicket's Weekend Highlight.
The Weekend.
On Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf and Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com. Weekend highlights. What says Facebook, Wicket?
Jen, there's a picture of her little girl. Our 9-year-old competed in her first powerlifting competition at the Women's Barbell Classic. Deadlifted 75 pounds and came home with a medal. 9 years old, just straight up. You pick it up and the bar still stays like at your waist, but you go straight up. You know, you stand straight up. That's impressive for a 9-year-old girl.
I'm curious to know how much I could lift. I don't want to try because I don't want to hurt myself. I feel like even if I did everything right, I would hurt myself.
Yeah.
I hurt myself carrying 4 cases of White Claw in here for you.
I
don't know
that.
If it said it hurt my soul. Like, it hurt my soul to have made that transaction.
No!
I mean, I did get Hy-Vee fuel points on the fuel saver.
Okay,
weekend.
Well, there
Why
we go.
Why do you think that I didn't give this to you on Friday? I had to wait.
Until you needed to get gas.
Till the fuel saver weekend.
Gotcha.
So that I could get 30 cents for every $60 I spent at Hy-Vee. So thanks for getting me 30 cents off, Wicket.
You're
for
welcome.
Your birthday present.
Glad I could help. Glad I could help. This is another common answer all over Facebook. And it's not just our Facebook page, but I'm seeing it on my social media channels too. Mm. Lindsay with a picture of her son getting ready for his junior prom. That was this weekend. So it's like he's getting the boutonniere pinned on by the girl. That's the photo.
You know whose mom-kid prom picture I loved the most?
Who?
Megan Ruther from Hello, Iowa has a picture with her son.
I didn't see it.
It was adorable. And speaking of Megan, we're going to be on Hello, Iowa later this morning.
Do you have something weird planned for today?
What do you mean?
Usually, like, you seem very excited about, like, for my birthday. I feel like there's going to be something weird that you're going to
do. No, your birthday is over as of 10 a.m. this
okay.
morning, and we're going to be talking about our anniversary.
Gotcha. Okay, so we just...
Our show anniversary.
That's the cutoff. Got it. Okay.
You get a couple hours to talk about your birthday.
I'm
and
here.
Then we're on to our anniversary, which we will talk about all week.
Lindsay posting another photo. My daughter's junior prom in Albia.
What's up,
there's
Al?
A picture of her with her date.
I strongly believe
the Blue Demons
that 100% of Albia listens to the Laser.
There's like 18 people in Albia, so yeah, I think that's not a bad guess. What was the highlight of your weekend? Line open for you right now. You can call or text 515-244-1033. It's up on Facebook and Twitter, and I'll put it up on Threads at Laser1033.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
This is Heather.
Heather, what was the highlight of your weekend?
The Gladys Knight Show at Vibrant last night.
Wow.
Was that your first time at Vibrant?
No, it was my third.
Okay. Third? Oh, man. Okay.
So you've been there more than Wicked.
I'm also going to Stained and Fever, and I'm going to Smashing Pumpkins, and I'm going to Chevelle.
Do you have a house in Waukee you can just stay in?
And can we stay there?
Yeah. Well, how was the show?
It was really good. She only played about an hour, but the tickets were fairly cheap, and she is 79, so.
I feel like old people are like cats. They just have to sleep most of the day, and then they're only awake for short periods of time. And that's fine. I love cats and old people.
She sounded really good, though, still.
That's great.
Well, thank you for calling.
We'll see you at Stained.
Yes, sounds good. And I'll also be at Disturbed.
Oh, awesome. Oh, God. Well, we'll see you everywhere.
We're just going to... Heather, hang out with us. It'll be Heather, and Wicked.
I know.
Okay, sounds good.
515-244-1033. What was the highlight of your weekend?
That Heather, by the way, must be rich. She's going to Stained and see there. Just went to Gladys Knight. She's going to Disturbed with us. Like, she's got a lot of money to go to all these concerts.
Or perhaps she married well.
That could... We have a thread response, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. All weekend, I kept saying, wish Wicked a happy birthday on Threads. You'll make his whole life.
I got one.
Oh, you got one over the weekend?
I did get one, yes. But at Laser1033 on Threads, and Threads is Instagram's version of Twitter, Little George 690 went to go see his daughter in Nebraska. That was a highlight of the weekend. Woohoo! I think we might need a Threads alarm. Like, okay. Its very own, like, Threads, until it becomes more mainstream, because that's the fourth thread I think we got in 3 weeks. So, there
it needs,
you go.
Yeah, it needs to have its own sound effects.
What was the highlight of your weekend over on the Laser Facebook page? Joel went to Absolute Pro Wrestling in Algona. The final match was a 6-man tag ladder match. 3-3 for the tag team and heavyweight championship belts, and he was in the front row.
Front row.
Have you ever... I know I don't think you've ever been to a WWE show, right? But if you ever go to one of these smaller group shows...
We went to a smaller group show together.
Oh, yeah. We went to Dwarfinator Wrestling, yeah. Right? Yes.
That was the epitome of smaller group.
Very true. Because they're short.
They wouldn't let us in the ring. I was hoping that... Because we got there early.
We got there like 3 hours early. That was like 112 degrees, too, in Mitchellville.
I was hoping that they would let us... fool around a little and at least take a couple pictures, at least have me quote unquote slam you down, because you know with wrestling it's a little script. Like, I could... they wouldn't.
Nope.
No, they said no.
Curtis on the Laser Facebook page with a picture writes, being in the pits at Boone Speedway watching some dirt slinging yesterday, some dirt racing.
What was the highlight of your weekend? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook and Threads.
And Threads!
Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
Bobby.
Where are you calling from, Bobby?
Ames.
Bobby, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Gotta feel my first kid kick for the first time.
Oh, my. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird, but it's also really exciting.
Yeah, it's weird, but I bet it's a lot weirder for her. Is this her first?
No, it's not. It's
okay.
Her second.
Gotcha.
Now, is the kid still inside or outside?
No. It's inside.
I mean,
saying your kid kicked you for the first time, that kid could be 27 years old, Wicked.
Britton kicked me yesterday. My daughter did kick me in a fit of rage yesterday. So
it's not a stupid question.
It's not your worst question ever.
No, she's 19 weeks along. We actually find out the gender next week.
Sweet. Do you want it to be a boy or a girl?
Either way, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
That's BS the right answer.
Because if he says boy and it turns out to be a girl, this audio will be saved in infamy.
Well, see, and that's the weird thing is her family's known for not being able to have girls. But with the symptoms she's having, it's pointing towards a girl. So we're not trying to get her hopes up yet.
Well, it's up to you whether it's a girl or a boy.
That is not true.
No, but it's not her. It's not her side. It's what you have contributed.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it from the juice from him?
The guy decides.
Hmm.
It's like girls are XX, men are XY. We give one of our X's, you give an X or a Y, basically.
Interesting. Well, there's no twins in my family, but she's the reason we have twins. There's twins up and down
hers.
Yeah,
well, that's the ovulation, the egg separation. It's
okay.
All right.
All right. Now we're getting to ovulation talk on Laser 103.3.
Hey, I've heard you guys get on weirder subjects before. I've been listening to you guys for about 10 years now.
Listen, beer, boobs.
Ovulating.
I think that you're going to be a very popular choice, Wicked, because people want to hang out with you so much until they've hung out with you and they realize.
What's up, Wicked?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf and Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Wild Wade, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Saturday was prom for my two daughters.
Oh, junior prom, senior prom?
Technically, my oldest is a junior and my youngest is a sophomore, but they had a senior and a junior date.
Baller.
Whatever.
Like it.
And actually, I finally meet my youngest, who actually is her boyfriend that I didn't even realize she had for the longest time until I ran into her principal here a while back. So actually, and they both seem like nice young men. Neither one of them has shag carpet hanging from the ceiling of their minivan.
Yeah, you don't want that. I just found out my nephew had a girlfriend, and we did not know. And he's had her for 3 months. I had no clue. Yeah.
Well, and then last night at dinner, I'm looking at my youngest daughter. She was sitting there just eyeballing this little bracelet she had. I'm like, where'd you get that? From Jalen.
Was she hiding it from you, Wade?
She was hiding her boyfriend from me because my daughters, I'm some sort of terrible monster, I think.
Well, I was going to say, was this song going through your head the whole time they were gone?
Girl, you'll be your woman soon.
No. No, 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 Heather. There were chaperones and a 12-inch rule.
Next, with Heather and Wicket.
Morning, brews. We have got something new coming to Ames.
My mother-in-law's favorite bar is coming to Ames.
That is a shocker. We'll tell you what it is. Morning, brews in 9 minutes. I was in my late 20s before I bagged a ginger.
Let's go, Kelly Clark!
Let's go, Kelly Clark!
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
It's Chucky.
Chucky, what was the highlight of your weekend, brother?
One of the best weekends I've had in a long, long, long time.
What was her name?
I got to talk to a friend I was in the Navy with that I haven't talked to for 33 years.
Whoa.
That's cool.
It's really cool. And he's married and he goes around the country. He's opening up hospitals for this company. And he's a city councilman.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's got a cool looking pad. He sent me a picture and I was like, wow, I want to move in with him.
Is he going to let you?
I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you do come with a lot of beer.
I thought you were going to say you do come with a lot of baggage.
No.
I thought that's what...
We all have baggage, Wicket. My baggage just happens to be a matching set.
Oh,
thanks for calling, Chucky.
Hey, man, Wicket, I wish you a happy birthday.
I appreciate it very much, sir. Laser, who's this?
Trisha.
Trisha, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Saturday morning, my daughter got her green cord from the Girl Scouts for graduating this year.
Hey!
What does that signify? Just that you're graduating or something else?
Just that she's graduating, and she's been in Girl Scouts for 7 years.
Wow.
How old is she?
18.
Okay, so now what? Does she go to the next, I don't know what's next. Does she become a scout leader?
She can if she wanted to, yeah.
Congratulations. That's a long commitment to stick with something, especially from those ages. Like, everything going on in a teenager's life, they often drop stuff real quick.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I'm just realizing something.
Oh, God.
She's a Girl Scout and she's 18?
Yeah.
So you're telling me that they make adult-sized Girl Scout uniforms?
No. Oh, God. No.
I didn't think I could get one in my size, but if an 18-year-old is wearing one, then surely...
Well, the uniform anymore is just a vest. That you put the badge in.
Just a vest.
Okay. Yeah. Now, see, this goes back.
Just a vest.
Okay. All right.
I can get behind that.
Okay. You can Etsy, you can DIY your own Girl Scout.
I can style just a vest.
Oh, good God.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
Good morning, Wicket. It's Carissa.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
I unexpectedly got Saturday off, so I got to go out for Record Store Day. And upon a somewhat lengthy search, I was able to find the RSD exclusive I was looking for.
Where did you get it?
I had to go out to the JCD and Hobby in West Des Moines.
What's up, JCD and Hobby?
You just come to West Des Moines and good stuff happens. I'm telling you right now. You got Caitlin Clark, Wicket, the JCD and Hobby that you need, had the record you want. And this was the Dirty Heads one, right?
Yeah, Midnight Control. It's four LPs, and then it's all made with like recycled paper and recycled vinyl and stuff.
So I drove by. I actually have video, Wicket, of me driving by the line at ZZZ Records on Ingersoll. The line was just stretched all the way around the block at like 7:50 in the morning.
That's cool. Yeah, I like that.
It was awesome. Was there a big line at Jay's when you got there? Or
no, I mean, there was a lot of people there, but I wouldn't say the line was too long. I didn't go out until like probably like 11.
Okay.
So I missed all the crazies super early. Called the West Des Moines Jays, and I was like, before I come all the way out there.
Goes, all the way to West Des Moines.
All the way to 12 minutes to get to Mills Civic.
It's not 12 minutes. It's like
all
18
the way over
minutes.
By Altoona.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. If she lives near Altoona, that's all the way. You live right there, okay? It's 12 minutes to get to your house.
It's way longer than 12 minutes. Thank you, Carissa.
Congrats, Carissa.
Yes. And Wicket, by the way, happy belated birthday. I hope you have the best day ever.
My son puked on me, and then I basically puked all over myself at the poker table. But, so, yeah, it was good.
But now you have enough White Claw that you could puke on me today.
Heather brought me 4 12 packs of White Claw, so basically it's all made up for.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, though.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
515-244-1033. What was the highlight of your weekend? Also up on Facebook and Wicket's favorite, Threads.
It is up on Threads, but on the Laser Facebook page right now, there are a lot of people with junior prom and prom photos. Gretchen said we had our diaper sprinkle this weekend, which is when you have the second baby shower. You don't make a big deal out of it.
Right.
You know, some people still do.
I don't like those. I want a big deal. Every time.
I believe that. I do.
If you're going to do something, do it.
Well, I believe...
Billboards, TV,
like once you had
boards.
If you're getting remarried, you don't need another bachelorette or bachelor party.
Okay,
if you are,
do not tell you, that you, to I, Boat Shoes.
I know that Boat Shoes is having another.
Do not.
I don't believe that's necessary. You could have like a small shindig with your boys, but like... A blowout is not necessary. You don't need the big second baby shower if you're having another kid. Like, we did a sprinkle, and it was, like, during... Like, COVID was beginning, so people just mailed us diapers. It was just a lot easier that way. But everybody, you can do unto it however you want to be done. That's fine. Isn't that the phrase? Isn't that how it goes? It's do unto others, actually.
West Des Moines Jesus over here. That's you what, make up the rules.
That's what I'm here for. And then Joseph went to his sister-in-law's softball games. Made her a big old sign and held it up. That was his weekend highlight.
What was the highlight of yours? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, this is Jamie.
Jamie, what was the highlight of your weekend?
So my 9-year-old son loves to listen to Laser on the way to school, and he was telling me about something he heard.
What was
about
it?
About some lady that called in, and you guys thought she had a shop called Dragon Porn or something?
Yeah, Annie's Etsy shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Annie's Etsy shop. Okay, yes. So I had to explain to him why we don't walk around repeating everything we hear. Lightly had to explain to him what porn was.
Oh, got it.
Oh,
you're welcome. We're creating moments, conversation experiences. We love that for you.
So because of this show, you had to teach your child what porn is.
Yes.
You're welcome.
And he goes, the best thing was, he goes, how do you know what porn is? Have you seen it before?
And what did you say to that, Mom?
Well, I know what porn is. That's what I said. And I know that it's not for 9-year-olds.
So you...
He goes, why would people watch it then? I don't know.
I no just... response. No idea why anyone would want to watch such smut.
But yes, thanks to you guys, I had to have that conversation with my kid. Definitely the highlight of my weekend. It made me laugh so much. And if you could, give him a shout-out, Shaddix.
Oh, we love that.
Oh, yeah, Shaddix.
Well, we love that
name. We've talked about Shaddix before. How can you forget a name like Shaddix?
I don't know. Now, also, hey, what you really should be saying is thank you, Heather and Wicket, for making my kid the coolest kid in school. Okay, because now he knows more than the other 9-year-olds.
Oh, well, you know, at least he didn't learn it from YouTube, I guess.
Does he want me to teach him anything else?
Just tell him to not to, to repeat everything he hears.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you're really opening my mind to a good idea. I mean, sex education is part of the curriculum, correct? Like, is that part of our school system? I mean, they have Wicked and I go talk for career days all the time.
Oh, yeah.
What a waste. We could go be sex educators.
Yes.
Then you wouldn't have to have these conversations with your kid. We could just have all the conversations for you.
Yes. Every morning on his way to school, he's listening.
Jamie, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
See, I mean,
oh God,
the word porn is such a colloquialism. Like, we have food porn, pictures of food, like when you go out and you have a meal you really like. Car porn, like pictures of cars. I get car porn all the time from Car Club Cliff. He sends me pictures of classic cars all the time. It's not a bad thing. But it's a natural thing to like things.
But when a 9-year-old says, "What's porn?" your answer isn't usually, "Well, it's car porn."
It's a picture of something you like. And
right,
some
yes.
types are appropriate for kids, mm-hmm. and some types are appropriate for adults. You can absolutely show a kid food porn.
It's an interesting way to describe porn. It's something you like. It's the most very basic. It's like describe your job in a bad way.
It's like, pictures or video of something you like. And,
sure.
And then you put a descriptor on the front of it. Brought to you by Wagner's Golf in Ames. Evolve your game online at WagnerGolfShop.com.
Laser, who's this?
This is Mike from Ankeny.
What's
Mike,
up, Mike?
Mike, how have you been? We have missed you.
I know. My radio broke, so.
Okay. Well, it feels like you're back, so that's great. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Awkward smiles. I had a book show.
Oh!
I was probably one of the only 2 or 3 horror people that had 60 authors. People just, they don't quite know what to do when they see me. They see the books and they're like, oh, and then they get this really awkward smile because that is not their genre.
It's that way when someone sees us at, like, we're doing a station event at Hy-V and they don't listen to us. Like, it's the same thing. Like, those people are awful, but whatever.
Those are the people that are like, oh my God, do you know Ernie on
Tawny used to be my stylist.
Yeah.
Okay, get out of here. Laser, who's this?
This is Brad. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Brad? What was the highlight of your weekend?
Got my oldest son married off.
Hey, congratulations. Is he the first of your sons to get married?
No, he's the last.
Oh, the oldest was the last.
Yes, my youngest was the first.
How old is your oldest son that just got married?
30.
Smart man. Don't get married in your 20s. Smart man.
It was kind of a cool venue. It's up in Conrad, Iowa. It's called the Conrad Mansion.
Ooh.
So everybody stayed there. They have a kitchen and everything, and they have a basketball court, a theater room, they have pool table, foosball table, ping pong table.
How far away is this?
All there. Hour, 15 minutes.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I love that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How many kids you got?
I got three.
Three? All boys?
Yep, all boys and 3 grandbabies.
And they're all married. Dude, retire. Move to Fiji. You're good.
Well, I got a few more years yet, so.
Yeah. Don't we all?
515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. You can also text us.
Ryan sent us a text. My son's Science Bowl team was interviewed by Channel 13, and they're heading to the Nationals, the Science Bowl Nationals in Washington, D.C. They did it last year, too, from Waukee Timberline Middle School. It's where my neighbors teach.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Do you know Mr. and Mrs. Raish? They're teachers there.
We love nerds.
Yes, nerds around the world. I hope Listen, would I rather my kid play football or develop the next TikTok? Probably develop the next TikTok. He's going to make a lot more money.
Well, it's like I saw this.
Because my kid's not playing sports. Are you kidding? Look at my build.
I saw this pageant question on a reel. You know how they have some of the questions from pageants in other countries?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a contestant standing there and they said, would you rather be beautiful or smart? And she said, this is brilliant. And I agree with this. She said, I would rather be smart because then I can buy beauty.
God. Nothing like paying for vanity. That's great.
Pure for extensions. Pure Salon and Spa. 4 locations. Did you get to first base at least?
I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm not an idiot.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.